You're listening to SBS News.
Titanic the Exhibition is taking a fresh look at the tragedy of the ill-fated ocean liner which sank in 1912 on its maiden voyage. From a nightgown worn by a survivor on the night the ocean liner sank, to crockery found in its first-class section, these are all poignant relics of the world's best-known shipwreck. They form part of a new immersive exhibit that's opened in London that casts light on the lives that were lost on the ill-fated liner. The Titanic was the grandest ship of its time and was thought to be unsinkable, but while travelling from Southampton to New York in April 1912, it hit an iceberg and sank. Speaking in 1985 to Canadian broadcaster CBC, one of the survivors of the disaster, Eva Hart, said that her memories of that night are very clear.
My mother wakened me and my father took me, went with my mother, and took me and placed me in a lifeboat and my mother, and made no attempt to get in himself. But I really do owe the good fortune of my living to the fact that my mother had a tremendous premonition of disaster from the first time that she knew she was going in the Titanic. And she said that to say that a ship was unsinkable, which is what the whole world was saying, to say that was flying in the face of God.
Miss Hart says as she looked back towards the sinking ship from her lifeboat, she could see the iceberg itself.
It was a terribly dark night, starlit but no moonlight, and this tremendous ship which didn't sink for over 2 hours. Horrible sight. Dreadful sight. As we rowed away and we looked back at the ship, we could see the iceberg, so to speak, behind it. It's the only way I can describe it. It was very large.
More than a century later, Titanic the Exhibition is testament to the enduring appeal of a tragedy that's inspired films, musicals and books ever since. Historian Klaus-Göran Wetterholm is curator of the London Exhibition and spent more than 40 years studying the history of the ship's disaster. The exhibition consists of more than 200 items from the Titanic.
Regarding the objects and what they tell us is, for example, a diary kept by a man from Finland. And it's more or less the only diary known in the world that was written on the Titanic and found on a dead person's body. And the diary was kept up till the 14th of April, the same day as the ship collided with the iceberg. You have a pair of children's shoes as well that were worn by a girl who was 4 years old. And she survived in lifeboat number 2 together with her mother and her father, who threw himself into the boat. It's one of the few families that survived intact in third class, actually.
Among the exhibits on display are life-size recreations of the ship's interior, including a first-class corridor that visitors can walk through and experience the gulf between first and third-class passengers. But it's the small personal items that are the most poignant. Mr. Wetterholm again.
Among other artifacts we have here is the ring that used to belong to Swedish passenger Gerda Lindell, and she was unfortunate enough not to find a place in a lifeboat, and she was clinging to a water-filled lifeboat and she lost the grip and disappeared. But right before that, I believe that's when she dropped her ring one way or the other into the boat. 12 people survived from the boat, but the boat itself drifted away and disappeared on the North Atlantic, but was discovered a month later. And when the boat was taken to New York and surveyed, they found the bottom a ring. And the ring later was returned to Sweden, and then from there they found the parents, who were completely crushed by the grief of losing their beloved daughter.
Many Titanic stories are being brought to life by the exhibition. The stories include that of Victor Peñasco, a wealthy Spanish passenger who ushered his new bride and their maid into lifeboat number 8 before retreating to the sinking ship to help others, never to be seen again. Mr. Peñasco's tuxedo is on display in the exhibit. His body was never identified and may not have been recovered. Luis Ferreiro, the CEO of the company putting the exhibition on, insists it does justice to the memories of those who died in the disaster.
Well, I would say this is actually a very museum exhibition in many ways, because of course we have original artifacts, we have original stories, and it has been created by a team of professionals from the museum community. So actually what we think is that people will be able to really understand better the story of Titanic and hopefully confront many myths and legend, misconceptions that we have from the story, and actually be confronted by the authentic story through real artifacts and real stories.
But Eva Hart, speaking back in 1985, says the true legacy of the Titanic was that safety standards were raised to ensure the safety of all aboard passenger liners.
I know what the fault was. The fault was that that ship was allowed to go to sea with too few lifeboats, and therefore those 1,513 people who died that night need not have died. And it took a disaster like that to make the Board of Trade alter their regulations, which now says, of course, that you cannot go to sea without you taking enough lifeboats for everyone. But it took a disaster like that to bring that into being.
Eva Hart, one of the last remaining survivors of the Titanic disaster, died in 1996 at the age of 91. The exhibition runs through to the northern spring of 2022, but it's likely the ship's tragic tale will continue to capture the public's imagination for years to come. Alan Lee, SBS News.